He's in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
From the front office,
we'll never be totally satisfied till we win the championship.
Yeah, we have a lot of young players on this team and new coaching staff. I think we're happy about it.
To the coach's office.
I'm enjoying the interaction with the coaches. I'm enjoying working with the players. I enjoy the process.
From the Browns of the present.
I'm thrilled to be where I'm at each and every day to play quarterback here.
I am a threat. I'm on the football field. I can possibly get that football. And when I get the football, better strap your helmet on tight, you know, make sure all your 10 stripes buckled up because it takes you for a ride.
To the Browns of the past.
Bernie Kosar joining us.
Brian Seif.
Jerry Shirk.
Clay Matthews.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nice, it pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
And we welcome you to this Football Friday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We're going to have Bernie Kosar in the house, going to take a look at what he thinks about Sunday's game between the Browns and the Ravens. Big, big AFC North matchup at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Lots to talk about with Bernie on that count and get his assessment of the Browns as they enter this game and what it's going to take for them to have success in this game. Tough one. Roundtable gets together. Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network, Tom Withers from the Associated Press, yours truly, the three of us have at it on this game on Sunday as well. Almost said tomorrow. Feels like it's going to be tomorrow. 4:05 start. That in itself makes it a little bit of a challenge to think about that after a whole season of 1 o'clock games. But we got the 4:05, then it gets weird, even weirder next week with a Thursday night game. But okay, so what? It's the Ravens and the Steelers, and these are the games we wait for all season. Inside the locker room, Jameer Howerton goes in there twice a week, and today and tonight it'll be with Scott Paxton. Going to get some thoughts from Scott. It's Fantasy Friday as well. Adam Rank from NFL.com and NFL Network will join us to help you set your fantasy teams up for the weekend. We post a Facebook question on our Browns official Facebook page today. It's a poll question each day. Today's is, which Ravens player do the Browns need to concentrate the most on stopping this Sunday, and why? Terrell Suggs, Ed Reed, Ray Rice, Joe Flacco are the options. And a whole bunch of you voting. We'll give you the results of those at the end of the show. You also ask questions via our Browns official Facebook page. Carrie asks, do you think the offensive line is going to be able to give Peyton Hillis some room to help keep McCoy off the ground this week? How do we handle the Ravens' blitzes? I think it's going to be a combination of Owen Morisic at fullback, Chris Obanaya also at running back, in as blockers, chippers, whatever. Peyton Hillis, I think, will be involved in this process. Maybe Alex Smith as well. He's shown some prowess as a blocker when you keep him in some of those multiple tight end formations or even formations where he's lined up as a fullback. And he was doing that mostly while Morisic was out with the concussion, but even without that, he was in there. So I think it's going to take multiple schematic ideas to help deal with this blitz and also take advantage of that upfield rush of that over pursuit. I think that's something the Browns look at as well. Okay, TJ Zuppe, our outstanding producer, working tonight. Let us ring up the music, man.
Bernie, Bernie, oh yeah, how you can throw.
And back with us for the second of his two weekly visits here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, is the one and only Bernie Kosar. Bernie, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Vic. Good to be with you, especially on a Friday with the state finals being played today.
There you go. Oh, yeah, that is a nice thing. And on top of that, we've got, of course, the Baltimore Ravens coming to town Sunday. You always want to go against the best. I mean, that's your big gauge to kind of know where things are. This team is still a good Ravens club as they've been for a long time, and for the same reason, Bernie, that dominant defense, especially that defensive front.
Well, given the next probably 6 days, we're going to go up against two of the finest defenses in the whole league between the Ravens on Sunday and the Thursday night game with the Steelers next week in Pittsburgh. So typically, you know, when you take a Pro Bowler, Hall of Famer out of your defense, like Ray Lewis has been for the Ravens the last couple weeks, you have some opportunity for the offense to to make some plays, but the Baltimore Ravens defensive line, especially the last couple weeks without Ray Lewis, has taken it to a whole new level of play, has been incredibly dominant on the opposing quarterbacks and on the opposing offensive lines, and really moving back that line of scrimmage. And it's going to be a real physical task and test for the Browns, the offensive line specifically, and Colt on Sunday.
Yeah, and Bernie, even when you take Ray Lewis out of the equation, as you mentioned the last couple of weeks, they've still had other people step up. Jameel McClain, Albert McClellan, and these aren't the household names of the Ravens, but in addition to the household guys like Terrell Suggs, Halati Nada, they're just getting so much strong play from multiple areas. And watching the 9 sacks they had against the 49ers on Thanksgiving night, just an awesome display of the physical dominance of this football team. And it just makes you wonder, when you look at the Browns and the struggles they've had offensively, just how are you going to be able to deal with that?
Well, you said some names that really, some are household names and some aren't, and that's really a tribute to Ozzie Newsome and some of the depth and playmakers that he's put together on that Ravens team, specifically the defense right now. And then again, the 9 sacks against the 49ers the other night, a perfect example of Ray Lewis not in the game, and still the Ravens defense thoroughly destroyed and shut down a San Francisco 49er team that's really been on a roll this year.
And when you look at ways you can protect, certainly you'd start with the fact that Joe Thomas is one of your tackles and one of the very best in this league, so he could have some primary responsibility on Terrell Suggs. But Terrell's going to move around. They're going to move him around, no doubt about it. Other ways you can do that. I mean, how confident can you be that, say, with Chris Obanaya, with Owen Marisic back in the lineup at fullback, maybe with Alex Smith at tight end, that there are different things that you can do schematically to help in the pass protection realm?
Yeah, definitely you have to be creative in the passing game. The Baltimore Ravens are used to people saying, we have a good pass rush, so they're going to try to throw the ball real quick and real short. So they tend to squat on routes, and one of the things that you really have to make yourself do offensively is use some of the guys you mentioned, like the running backs and the tight ends in the passing game, because they're going to move their fronts around. They're going to move their guys like Suggs around to increase that pressure and cause confusion. They have a defensive coordinator, Chuck Pagano, mm-hmm. who Dick LeBeau gets a lot of the credit as kind of the guru of defensive coordinators within our division. But Chuck Pagano's done a really good job of using the guys around him and causing that confusion. But pressure is always something, and pressure and confusion is something he's always trying to put on the opposing team's offense.
Bernie Kosar joining us, as he always does, on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Bernie, we had Colt McCoy on the show earlier in the week, and it was really a great discussion to get down into several topics, big picture, small picture. But one of the things we got into was his comfort level in shotgun, and basically him saying, you know, it sounded pretty clear that that's the preference for him, to do more of that as opposed to less of it. He used Aaron Rodgers as an example of a guy who has great success in shotgun and barely goes under center. That said, Pat Shurmur is very much an under center guy with the quarterback. Colt realizes that, says that that's a discussion that they have as quarterback and coach. It sounded very much like a good give and take that they have in coming to a meeting of a minds of what works. But talk about that relationship between quarterback and coordinator/head coach, or just coordinator in your case as a quarterback in this league, and how important it is, and how do you arrive at something that works for everybody?
Yeah, that's a great point, and really imperative, especially to have that open lines of communication if you're a young quarterback like Colt is, and for Coach Shurmur and for Colt to feel comfortable with each other, to be able to have that open line of communication, really helps get to things that you like, get to things that could be successful, that you feel comfortable in, that you could pull the trigger in. And you can see in the last couple of weeks, there's been a little more shotgun, which gets Colt back away from the line of scrimmage. I think it helps his vision. You know, you can see the timing that's evolving with Jordan Norwood and right. Colts down the field in those seams, in those slots. And if you have that type of communication and you feel comfortable going to each other with some give and take and things that you feel good about, these are some of the results you tend to get.
In the last few weeks, he has had some of Colt has had some of his better performances, maybe the three best of the entire season. What are you noticing from his progress, number one? And even though the result is a 1-2 record in that stretch, do you think this is something that is going to give him, give this offense some momentum?
Absolutely. And again, I think there's some, as he feels more comfortable with the offense, as he feels more comfortable with the guys around him, I think he's developing more of that leadership role, that in charge, in control role that you really want your quarterbacks to have. You can see from just looking at him, just the way he conducts himself, the way he's handling it. And that I think transmits over to the players and the guys around them, the other 10 guys in the huddle. And I think that makes it positive and gives you that momentum, and they keep getting better and keep making improvements as the season goes on. And I think that's a positive sign.
One bit of crucial chemistry between quarterback and receiver that's getting a lot of attention, and you know it's going to get a lot on Sunday, is between Colt and Greg Little. And Greg, after those four drops, and Colt talked about, you know, trying to, you know, putting his arm around him earlier this week and encouraging him and basically trying to let him know that he still believes in him and wants him to have that, wants him to know, A, that he's confident in him, but wants him to make sure he has his confidence. Again, Bernie, you've been through those relationships before. What's the key to those things straightening out, if they can straighten out?
Well, first, I like the way he's handling it, because you handle these things a couple different ways depending on the situation. I think a lot of football fans last night saw the nightmare with Philadelphia and DeSean Jackson.
Right.
That sometimes is an effort issue. We don't have that issue with Greg Little. He is trying, sometimes probably over-trying, over-pressing, which is leading to maybe some of the drops, trying to do too much. And when you have Cole kind of having a comforting, reassuring effect as opposed to coming down hard on them, because you don't really need to come down hard on people who are giving that effort, trying their best, sometimes pressing. And I think the pressing is what's causing some of the maybe sometimes the drops and trying to do too much. And I think Colt read the situation correctly, especially with Greg, to try to say, you know, he has confidence in him, he's going to keep coming to him, relax, and, you know, just catch the ball and do what you do best and do it naturally.
Great stuff, Bernie, and enjoyed it. And we will look forward to, of course, seeing you on Sunday and then talking with you again on Monday when we review Browns and Ravens.
Great. See you down at the stadium on Sunday, everyone.
All right. That is Bernie Kosar, former Browns quarterbacking great, joining us as he always does here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. Hey, Browns fans, Vic Carucci here, talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Did you know that Liberty has been part of the local community for over 30 years and has five locations throughout Northeast Ohio that are close, convenient, and easy to find? With over 1,500 vehicles to choose from, guaranteed financing, and award-winning service departments in all locations, the Liberty experience is impossible to beat. Go to Liberty Ford today or visit libertyford.com.
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Be one of the first 15,000, and you'll get a $25 voucher toward dinner, too. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. And you first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runners, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
Brake jobs with TruStop brake pads, 50% off, including parts and labor.
Select oil changes, 50% off.
Shocks and struts, 50% off, plus labor.
Balance and rotation, 50% off.
50% off the regular retail price at NTB, today through Sunday.
Car or truck needs service?
50% off.
Only at NTB.
Need tires?
Today through Sunday, four select tires from $99.
Only at NTB.
Tires, 13, 14, 15, and 16-inch select tires at a price you'll find hard to believe.
13-inch, four tires for $99.
14-inch, four tires for $199.
15-inch, four tires for $249.
16-inch, four tires for $299.
But make no mistake, this sale ends Sunday.
50% off select service.
Four select tires, $99.
Only at NTB.
50% off today through Sunday.
Doug Deacon here for Infinity of Bedford. Located in the heart of Bedford's Auto Mile, Infinity of Bedford is the number one Infinity store in Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, and Indiana for the last 4 years. They have the largest selection of Infinities and have more service technicians than anyone else to take care of your Infinity. They have pickup service at your home or office and a fleet of loan vehicles to use while you have your Infinity service. To find your next Infinity or for service, visit InfinityofBedford.com. Infinity of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
Hi, this is Joe Hayden. You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty 4 on ESPN 850 WKNR.
And we're very happy that you're choosing to spend this portion of your Football Friday with us right here on Cleveland Browns Daily. As that corner just told you, it's driven by Liberty Ford. And this roundtable segment is brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. And we've assembled the roundtable to talk a little Browns Ravens with us from the Browns Radio Network. Doug Deacon, Doug, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. I just wish I would have gotten my Bill Cosby sweater like Tom Withers has.
Tom Withers with the Bill Cosby sweater. I like that.
Yeah, it is kind of a little.
Although his is usually long sleeve. You got the sleeveless version, but it's not. It's very nice.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
From the Associated Press, joining us here, and guys, this is. Dawning is the first word that comes to mind when I look at this Raven team. And the first question I want to ask the ex-offensive lineman, Doug, is how do you block this unblockable group that registered 9 sacks in one game when they played the 49ers on Thanksgiving night?
Well, the one thing you got to do is make sure you don't get a lot of negative plays to put yourself in a position where they can pin their ears back. And, you got to keep them honest. You got to run the ball and, hopefully you have some success with it. But with that said, it's one of those. They're going to try to match you up across the board 5-on-5. And, their players are good enough that, one of them is probably going to win a battle. So you've got to be careful.
I guess the good thing, Vic, is that Ray Lewis is at least questionable at this point. You got to hope that at some point over the next couple of days, Suggs and Reed can find their way off the field as well. But yeah,
that's a long shot.
Daunting is the right word. I mean, this is a team that's it's playing well, and then obviously they've had a couple of bumps in the road this year, and each one of them it's been following a similar pattern. They've had a quality win followed by a road game against a quote unquote lesser opponent and stubbed their toe each time. So Harbaugh had plenty of ammunition this week to give those guys. They've been down this road before.
And as I look at the Browns offensive line and the offense in general, I think the word we've been hearing is that the progress is being made, or progress has been made over the last few games, particularly in the passing game, and particularly with Colt McCoy. So some of that has to be protection. Some of that has to be the time that he's getting to make plays. I wonder, and it goes back to, Doug, what you said about the younger members of this line seeing something different each week that they can call upon. I wonder if they've seen enough to be ready for what Halani Nada has to bring, for what this group, Terrence Cody, but Corey Redding, who's been playing exceptionally well, and Terrell Suggs.
Well, in that regards, I guess you could take the first 11 games as preseason games for them, because when you go back to back with Baltimore and Pittsburgh, you're going to get your eyes open, because we always talk about the preseason being one speed, the regular season being another speed, but when you play teams like Pittsburgh and
Baltimore, both those teams, just they're just very physical football teams. And, you know, it's, you know, Nada is probably one of the best interior linemen you're going to find in the league. And he does it without stomping on people. And, you know, then you throw in Suggs, who's a, you know, pass rusher. You can put him anywhere, and he lines up at all the positions, prides himself on it. Jared Johnson's a good player.
I mean,
and you look at their list, you know, they, you know, Suggs has got all the sacks, but all those guys, you know, have sacks across the board. So the one thing you got to hope is, you know, you, if you look at them, I think at home they're averaging around 30 points. I think on the road it's more like 14.
They're not as good. Clearly, they're not a good road team. I mean, I think that can be said with some. I know I say it with a little trepidation with them coming to town. But up to this point, you can make the argument that they're a very different team on the road.
Yeah, they've also though had 10 days to kind of rest up and think about those kinds of things, Vic. So they're dangerous home or away. You know, I think Doug could probably answer this better. I just always wonder, you know, if you're going to end up leaving a tight end in or overloading to worry about Suggs or chipping him coming off the line, things like that, you know, how much that disrupts your own game plan. I mean, you've got to be able to do what you want to do as well.
How much schematically can the Browns without
chip,
hurting themselves?
You know, a chipping in, you run a delay route, you're still a pass receiver. I mean, all you got to do is try to get him to stop his feet and get him squared up so the blocker, the tackle, can help out. And, you know, it's sometimes just at the line of scrimmage, that little nudge so he doesn't get that running start. And these ends like to line up so wide anymore. And it puts you in, you know, in total space out there. And that's a tough matchup.
Well, I was going to mention, too, Mick. You know, sometimes you can use their aggressiveness against them. You know,
overrun plays.
Yeah, overrun plays. If you can break off a screen early on, if you can figure a good time to run a draw, and it can be effective.
Right.
But I think the bottom line for the Browns is they got to be able to run the ball.
I think two guys who become pretty vital to this scheming or whatever, just to this game for the Browns, are Owen Marisic returning at fullback and getting his blocking involved, and now that he's back from that concussion. And I look at Chris Obanaya, who I think is by far the best blocking back that this team probably has. Peyton Hillis is going to have his share of blocks while he's in there, or do his share of blocking, I should say, while he's in there. But I just think of those two guys, Doug, as having key roles, Obanaya and Marisic.
But you're also looking at youth against a very experienced defense, you know, that creates a problem because these guys, you know, they've been doing it for, you know, the front seven pretty much for a long time, and that if you had to take Ray Lewis being there. But, you know, the playing together for a period of time, you just can't,
you can't
match that. Yeah, I mean, they know what everybody's going to do. And, you know, that lets Ed Reed be the wild card, and that's why he gets so many interceptions, because, you know, he can dog the quarterback and, you know, make him think he's doing one thing and end up, you know, he's bailing out and doing something else.
It's the round table. We are with Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network, Tom Withers from the Associated Press, and guys, as we look at what Doug just brought up, the Ravens secondary, which has a little vulnerability. Ed Reed, who is a future Hall of Famer back there, so I say that term very loosely, but I say it in this regard. If the pass rush in any possible way is handled, and that too is said loosely, Colt McCoy, what we've seen over these last few weeks from him in particular, the needle seems to be pointing up. He was on our show the other night and talked about, you know, his comfort level in shotgun formation versus being under center, and talking that through with Pat Shurmur about kind of finding a way that both can be comfortable with, but in his case, clearly, it was making his case, advocating a little bit for the maybe a lot for being a shotgun guy.
Tired of getting hit, right?
You know, and but I wonder how much, because I've seen shotgun formation plays. Quarterbacks in shotgun formation, they get hit too.
Well, I think, you know, Doug can speak to this much better than I can, but I think we've seen where Colt will struggle with that 3 and 5 step drop. You know, it's tough for him to get the ball off. He's in a forest there. Guys aren't winning off the line of scrimmage, are not getting initially open, so he's kind of, you know, pumping and waiting and taking a couple steps. I thought last week he did a nice job on a couple of plays of just stepping out of trouble, but then there are times as well where he seems to step into trouble as well. So, I can see him sitting back there and feeling a lot more confident with more time to throw.
And I think, you know, Pat is getting a better feel of what Colt and the other people can do. I mean, we saw Norwood emerge last week. You know, here's a guy that's been on the roster for 10 weeks and we really, you know, didn't notice him. Then all of a sudden he shows up and, you know, no OTAs. You know, it's just, it's been an unfortunate situation for, you know, the head coach because, you know, he had no OTAs. You got three West Coast trips if you throw in Arizona. And then, you know, you look at this game, then you come back in 3 or 4 days and you play Pittsburgh. This has been a real rookie season for Pat Shurmur.
And on top of that, you have 3 or 4 games coming down to one play, and in a couple cases, bizarre plays.
Yeah, a couple, very bizarre. The whole season, which leads to, what great transitions here, which leads to this. Christian Yount is going to make his debut as a Brown in this game. The long snapper that was hired to replace Ryan Pombriant, a longtime player, but Christian Yount, the rookie, gets the opportunity now to replace the veteran who is clearly struggling. I wonder if this game and this circumstance, I mean, you don't pick your spots for this because you make this change when you feel you've just got to do it. And after seeing that field goal go awry 55 yards last week because of a rolled snap, Doug, what do you think about the kid's chances of maybe stepping in there and maybe returning order to that operation of kicking a field goal?
Just looking at his demeanor, I think, you know, he has one of those demeanors that, I don't know if it's going to really bother him. But the one thing is, you know, it had to happen before all of a sudden you screwed up Phil Dawson.
Right.
Because, you know, at some point, Phil Dawson's going to start getting a hitch in his motion.
That's
and
a
so,
good point.
You know, it's such a shame because Ryan did such a great job for so many years.
Sure.
I mean, he was as good as there was. And, you know, it happens to everybody. You know, I think, you know, it could happen in any sport. You know, you see it in baseball. I don't know, there's guys, I'm sure, in basketball can't shoot free throws that were, you know, good free throw shooters at one time.
And field goals are so vital for this team. And, I mean, especially down the stretch here with a couple games at home against division teams. You know, I think the Browns are good enough to hang around with these, you know, with the big bullies
with
of the AFC North. Yeah, I think they will. I think they'll hang around in these games. So you got to be able to make your field goals. And I feel bad for Ryan as well. And I do think, you know, his admission after the game on Sunday probably didn't help his cause by saying that, you know, the slump had gotten into his head. Coaches don't want to hear that. And I wish him well. He's a great guy.
He is. And I do wish him well. And maybe that opportunity is going to knock on his door at some point before the season's over. You never know with injuries. Guys, on the defensive side of the ball and the challenge there, Scott Fujita now out of the lineup. It's going to be a loss no matter how we slice it. And this linebacking core, Kaluka Maeva, who has been solid to step up in this role. Chris Gokong moves to a new spot. How do you look at this, Doug, as far as the challenge that this defense faces?
Oh, it's going to be a big challenge. I mean, because the one thing the Ravens have added is speed at the wide receiver position, and that's something they really didn't have before. So all of a sudden you're stretching out that defense and you're leaving a lot of things underneath. And, you know, Flacco's a strong-arm quarterback, and, you know, if you can get him out of his rhythm, you know, sometimes he gets erratic. But, you know, he scares you.
Yeah, the guy that scares me is Ray Rice. I mean, who's going to check him? I mean, which of these linebackers is going to draw that assignment? You know, this kid can catch the ball out of the backfield, catches it underneath. You know, he's a handful. So, yeah, we're going to see what, you know, some of these young linebackers that we don't know a whole heck of a lot about, what they've got.
What they're made of. And this defensive front as a whole, we've said it time and again, but it's true. When you see what Taba Rubin is able to do and how steady a force he's been, rock solid throughout the whole season. But this is where a Phil Taylor, I need to see him be a veteran in this game. I mean, as much as a veteran as a rookie can be in this deep into the season.
Yeah, he's got to come in with his game on face. I mean, it's not one of those where you stand around and watch because they're going to take it to you.
Right.
And, you know, they pride themselves on doing that. And, yeah, you're going to have, you know,
Shear is
going to have a big game too.
Yep.
But it's a growing pain that you're going to have to suffer through. But the good thing is they have 11 games experience come in to see these guys because if you caught these guys in the first week with the experience that they have, it'd be a little tough.
And who knows how games unfold? But one of the obviously a lingering thought that is going to be there from what we saw last week in Cincinnati is AJ Green getting behind that defense at the wrong time or getting open. At the wrong time, at the wrong moment for that play. I'm thinking Torrey Smith, I'm thinking Anquan Boldin, and those are the kinds of plays, even if this Ravens team isn't going back and throwing it wildly, because he probably won't. I would think they'll pound it as much as they can with Rice, but they are going to set up those one or two shots that they need.
Yeah, the secondary's been together for at least a couple weeks now, though. I mean, they're still missing T.J. Ward, obviously, but yeah. I think this unit's played okay. I mean, there was a couple breakdowns last week, and guys got open, but, you know, you put Hayden on one of the two. I guess you put him on Smith, probably, or, right. you know, or Bolden gets hot, then you make the switch or whatever. But, yeah, I have some confidence in this group.
All right, guys, great stuff. Appreciate it. We will reconvene on Monday to take a look back at this Browns-Ravens game. He is Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network, Tom Withers from the Associated Press. You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Black Friday is over, but the deals have been extended at Liberty Ford. Liberty has thousands of vehicles on sale now. For only $179 a month, you can drive off in a new Ranger, Escape, or Fusion. That's right, only $179 a month on three of Liberty's best sellers. With more vehicles in stock than ever before, hurry in and save at Liberty Ford. It all ends on December 4th. Guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty is in Solon, Hazel Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Quaker's Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Stop into your local lube on any game day to get the exclusive dog pound bucket of wings. And guess what? You get to keep the signature dog pound bucket. Don't worry, it's plastic, so you can clean off the lube wing sauce easily. Enjoy your dog pound buckets at the lube or swing through the pickup wingo window and take it home for your party. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. So now she's going out with that creep Nathan.
Cops are out there, and they'll see you before you see them. They're cracking down on drinking and driving all across the country. Drive sober. Or get pulled over.
Cleveland starts here, every Sunday with the Browns. It starts with hard-nosed football. It's diehard loyalty, it's committing to the full 50. PNC is proud to be a sponsor of the Browns and a backer of every fan, like you, because you're part of the undeniable achievement that's happening right now in this great city. So whether it's a tailgate party or over 73,000 Browns fans, it all starts in Cleveland. PNC Bank, proud sponsor of the Cleveland Browns. The PNC Financial Services Group, Inc. All rights reserved. PNC Bank, National Association member, FDIC.
Deviate caller on the KNR contest line right now, and you'll win two tickets to the ESPN Cleveland Fan Appreciation Party. Call 216-583-9546. 216-583-9546.
HGR Industrial Surplus, the largest used industrial surplus showroom in the galaxy with the largest year-end clearance ever for walk-in customers only. Some items 50% off. Visit HGRINC.com or stop in just off the East Shoreway. HGR Industrial Surplus.
Golf Tech knows that avid golfers want the gift that keeps on giving, better golf. So Golf Tech has three great holiday improvement options for you. Get started with a 60-minute swing evaluation and one follow-up golf lesson, or get three follow-up lessons with the premium improvement package. If you sign up for any lesson program or improvement plan before December 31st, you'll receive 10% off the investment. Go to givebettergolf.com. That's givebettergolf.com, and mention the guys at ESPN Radio to receive a free practice session, a $30 value.
This is Jim Swayze. You know, as the holidays grow closer and our list gets bigger, we're off to Half Price Books, because during the holidays, Half Price Books magically transforms into a shopper's treasure chest with amazing gifts, stocking stuffers, a wonderland of kids' goodies. It's the one place you're guaranteed to find something thoughtful for anyone on your list. Perfect gifts and almost everything's half price or less. I'll take that in this economy. Books on anyone's favorite interest or hobby, CDs, movie box sets, toys, games, great gifts just jump off the shelves. And if you need help, there are lots of friendly folks available so you can find exactly what you're looking for. Or send someone on their own treasure hunt. A $25 Half Price Books gift card gets you a $5 coupon to come back and use in January. Remember, Half Price Books has presence of mind in North Olmsted, Mayfield Heights, Mentor, and Rocky River. Find out more or drop me a note at hpb.com.
Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Hey, fans, learn how you can win sweet tickets and Browns merchandise in the Cleveland Browns second chance drawing. Visit clevelandbrowns.com/Ohio Lottery for more information. And also, Browns fans, their tickets still available, but not for long. Purchase yours before it's too late for Sunday's Browns-Ravens game. It's a 4:05 kickoff. For more info, call 1-800-745-3000 or visit clevelandbrowns.com today. And this Inside the Locker Room segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak Lube. Quaker Steak and Lube. Twice each week, Jameer Howerton sits down with a key Browns player who's been involved in something interesting in the previous game or has a key role coming up. And this week, something a little different, sitting down with Scott Paxton. Take it away, Jameer.
Thanks, Vic. Scott, taking a look back at last weekend in Cincinnati, you and I spoke right after the game, and it was a tough locker room to be in. With that, how did the team bounce back this week in practice?
We came out, the next day, came back, looked the film, and corrected it, and then moved on. And our mindset's on Baltimore. We've had pretty good practices this week and feel like we're ready to go.
Injuries are a part of the game, and unfortunately linebacker Scott Fujita and defensive lineman Emmanuel Stevens are out for this season. How much will this impact the defense?
It'll be a big time. Like, Scott's a leader. He's a vet, and just on and off the field, just his presence in general. So we're going to lose that. I mean, we got a ton of talented linebackers. So, and then, you got a couple guys that, I feel like they got some chips on their shoulders that want to show what they can do. So I think that we'll be sound. It's a shame for E because, that he had a second career start, and, he was playing really well. And to lose a guy, like, to watch a guy practice, and he just does everything hard. Everything. It goes all out. And for him to go down, I just felt like bad for him and everything.
Defensively, there were some plays made against the Bengals, a goal line stand, a sack, and a fumble recovery, and these were plays that you were in on. How important is it to seize those opportunities while you're out there on the field?
I can't really say it no better the way you just asked it. I mean, just to seize the opportunity when you get the chance. I mean, that's something that I've been just trying to do, and I'm just glad to be in a spot and happy to contribute. I'm a backup, and I got no problem with that. I know my role. When Big Phil or Rue needs a break, I go out there, and I got fresh legs, and I'm ready to go.
And how much will this help build momentum as you face the Ravens, having those big plays to build off of?
Oh, everything helps. Everything's a build. You just hope it's like a snowball effect, just more positive things to come. That's the way you got to think.
All right, let's dive deep. And after the intense film study and preparation, what have you seen from this Ravens offense?
The Ravens offense is good. I mean, everyone already knows about the defense, so we'll get that out of the way. And then the offense, they got a lot of weapons. I mean, and the big name, that I've been looking at is Ray Rice. I mean, he is a major part of their offense. So that's a big guy that we're looking at. A little guy on the field, but, man, the way he plays is huge. I mean, just not only running the ball, but catching the ball out of the backfield. So that's a guy that we have to stop.
How much of having prepared for running back Maurice Jones-Drew will help you face a running back like Ray Rice?
Oh, it helps out because, there's a lot of similarities to their game. I mean, they can just the cuts they can do, and they bring power, too. I mean, they got a little bit of everything. They got big boys up front that are blocking well for them, and, like I said, he can run and he can catch the ball out of the backfield.
Speaking of blocking well, I know for you big guys, football starts up front with the men in the trenches. What have you taken away from this offensive line? Would you say they're one of the strengths of this unit?
Yeah, they're doing well. They're giving Flacco time when he needs it. I mean, they do a little bit of play action and stuff like that. See, when the running game's going, everything generates off of that. Like I said, they get him out of the back, and then they get Ray Rice out of the backfield. They can give him the ball, and then they look for matchups, what every offensive does, and they've been doing pretty well with that.
And Scott, on a personal note, how are you coming along in this defense?
I like it here. I got a backup spot out of camp, and I don't want no one else to take that from me. But this defense, there's a lot of great guys and a lot of good talent and great coaching staff, and they're putting us in the right position. We just got to go out there. And big thing for us is we got to finish. We let one slip away last week, and that's one thing. We got to be a little more consistent, and that's what we're working on.
And with this being your second year in the league, how much have you grown from your first year?
I've grown a lot because my career has been crazy. Like, this is my sixth year out of the out of college. So I've been on practice teams. I've been cut. So I've done it all. I've been on a team. We won't say what team right now, but But now I'm out here in Cleveland, man, and I'm having a good time. I just wish that we could get a couple more wins. We will coming, but we let a couple slip away this year.
And lastly, you play alongside some real talented rookies and Phil Taylor and Jabal Sheard. What's it been like working with these young men?
Oh, man, when they just come in and it's like, I guess you hear back in the day, like rookies, they got a lot to learn. And then when these guys come into camp and they're like teaching you things, or, you know, they're stronger than you and they're quicker than you, you're like, oh, man. I mean, Jabal, he can flat out play. He's an athlete. You know, he just bounces around back and forth. And Big Phil, he's just huge. And, you know, he's got good hands. He's strong. And sometimes, you know, he can just destroy the offensive line just being a backfield. And I mean, he's a big boy, but he's not slow, man. He's already caught, you've seen it on film, he's already caught running backs from behind.
Well, wish you the best of luck Sunday against the Ravens, Scott.
Thank you very much.
Back to you, Vic.
Thank you, Jameer. And you can catch Jameer Howardson, Fox 8's Ali LaForce, as well as yours truly with head coach Pat Shurmur each week on television on Browns Insider. It airs Sundays at 11 a.m. on WJW Fox 8. When we come back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube, we're going to help your fantasy teams. We got some fantasy expertise from Adam Rank from NFL.com and NFL Network. Stick around, much more on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
Friday is over, but the deals have been extended at Liberty Ford. Liberty has a large selection of pre-owned vehicles on sale now. Visit LibertyFord.com to view hundreds of pre-owned vehicles with special internet pricing. All makes and models, rates as low as 1.9%, and guaranteed financing. With more vehicles in stock than ever before, hurry in and save at Liberty Ford. It all ends December 4th. Guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen.
Quaker Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Stop into your local lube on any game day to get the exclusive dog pound bucket of wings. And guess what? You get to keep the signature dog pound bucket. Don't worry, it's plastic, so you can clean off the lube wing sauce easily. Enjoy your dog pound buckets at the lube or swing through the pickup wingo window and take it home for your party. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. In the world of big box retail, it's refreshing to find customer service with fair pricing. At Summit Sound and Security, they truly mean custom. Football season is here, and Summit Sound specializes in customizing your new home theater experience. Summit Sound is an authorized dealer of quality brands like LG, Samsung, Panasonic, Mitsubishi, and DirecTV. Stop in today and experience 3D TV in the new home theater showroom. Summit Sound and Security, on Route 91 in Twinsburg, and online at summitsound.net. At Summit, you've reached the peak.
If you're a man over 40, you may feel like half the man you used to be. Are you noticing a little body fat? Are you feeling a little unmotivated? Be honest. Are you losing your sex drive? It's not your fault. After 40, your body's testosterone level may start to drop, but there is something you can do. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. You can feel the youthful energy, the positive outlook, even the healthy sex drive you once had. An Ageless Male is all natural. Be the man you used to be. Call now to try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 800-460-4814. That's 800-460-4814. With Ageless Male, you can raise testosterone naturally by 50%. Hurry, this special offer won't last. Just call 800-460-4814. That's 800-460-4814.
Convenience is the name of the game, and this is Doug Deacon. When I bought my car, I went directly to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. The dealership is just minutes away from Cleveland Browns Stadium, and when I get my car serviced, well, they come pick it up and give me a courtesy car. How easy is that? It's also nice to know if my car gets tackled, they offer the most service technicians and a certified collision center, so I can get back on the road in no time. Take it from me, go to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. Nothing but the best. Check them out online at MercedesBedford.com. Mercedes-Benz of Bedford, a Penske Automotive Dealership.
And we are right back at you. I'm Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. This fantasy segment is driven by, take a guess, Liberty Ford. Friday is always fantasy day here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And helping us help you set your fantasy teams this weekend is Adam Rank from NFL.com and NFL Network. Adam, welcome to the show.
Vic, how are you doing? It is so great to be back with you. I got to be honest. It makes my week when I'm here. I know we do this once a month.
Yeah.
But I'm coming on the phone with you, and not only with you, but my friends, and I don't call them fans. I call them friends in Cleveland.
Yeah.
It warms my heart. I feel so good about it, and I'm especially excited this week because I want your Browns to beat those Ravens. You need to do it. As a guy, as somebody who grew up in Southern California,
right.
I lost my Rams, so I know exactly what those Browns fans went through when the team left the Baltimore. I want you to beat the Ravens every time. I'm rooting hard for you guys this week.
But let me tell you are speaking to the masses, man. They're loving hearing that, and I know this is genuine love on your part because we've talked about this many times on this show, off air, and the support is greatly appreciated. Okay, let's get to the fantasy department. Here and right off the bat, looking at a real strong start, maybe the best one of this entire week, I would think, is LeGarrette Blount, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers' outstanding running back, going up against that Carolina Panthers defense.
Yeah, it's such a great matchup. Now, LeGarrette Blount has posted back-to-back 100-yard games, and expect that to continue this week against the Panthers, who have allowed the most fantasy points to running backs. And as a matter of fact, Carolina has allowed 13 rushing touchdowns in their last eight games, so this is a great matchup for Blount. He's going to have another good game. And what's funny is the Buccaneers have allowed the second most fantasy points to running backs. So all these guys are going to be in play. You got LeGarrette Blount. You got on the other side, you got John Stewart. You got D'Angelo Williams. All three of these running backs should be in your lineup this week. LeGarrette Blount is an RB1. John Stewart's an RB2. And D'Angelo Williams is a flex play. But make sure they're in your lineup. So unless you have, like, great options, if you're starting Ray Rice and Arian Foster. Now, of course, your team said you don't need any help. But
right.
If you have these guys, they should be in your lineup. It's going to be a great day. A lot of running, and even, you know, it's just going to be one of those games where you can just count on those guys 100 yards. I think all three of them hit at least 100 yards combined in scrimmage yards. Because the good thing about John Stewart, too, is that he catches the ball out of the backfield. And LeGarrette Blount is starting to get some looks out of the backfield, too. He had three receptions last week. That's something that we've been looking for Blount, you know, to kind of emerge in that role. Because that's why he wasn't playing ahead of Ernest Graham earlier in the year. So now he's, you know, with the injuries and everything, he's actually had to learn on the fly. And he's actually doing a pretty good job of it.
A strong quarterback start we have with the New York Giants. Eli Manning going up against the Green Bay Packers.
It's tough because I was on Eli's bandwagon early in the drafts when we were talking about, you know, picking our players in the summer. And I said, Eli, you know, as long as the one concern I had about Eli was his interceptions. I said, as long as he can cut down those interceptions, and historically he hadn't been as bad as he was in 2010. And I said, as long as he cuts down those interceptions, he's going to be a great fantasy start. So I drafted him in a number of leagues. And recently, last week, I made a trade to get him on another team as I'm making my playoff push. So every team I have going has Eli Manning as the quarterback. So as Jim Fossil once said, I'm all in on this guy. And I love his matchup this week against the Packers, who've allowed the six most fantasy points to quarterbacks. Eli's my starter. He is my fantasy savior, I hope.
Well, you have guys throwing it, and you have to have guys who catch it. The Dallas Cowboys seem to have a pretty good one in LaRon Robinson. How does he translate into fantasy talk here, Adam?
He's been one of those guys that you just can't bench because he seems to score a touchdown every week. Actually, he does score a touchdown every week. And I know there's a lot of concern out there with Miles Austin possibly coming back. I'm not sure if that's going to happen this week, but this is a good lesson for you guys going forward. Once Austin comes back, LaRon Robinson is still going to be an excellent play. He would still be the receiver that I would want going forward for the Cowboys because he has such a great rhythm with Tony Romo. Dez Bryant actually would be the guy I would be concerned about when Miles Austin comes back. And the reason I do this is that Robinson and Austin did play two games together before Austin got hurt again.
Right.
Robinson had 13 targets. Austin had only six. So that shows me Tony Romo's looking his way, always seems to look his way in the red zone, which has actually hurt the value of Jason Witten. So Robinson, to me, he's a must-start on your fantasy teams going forward, no matter who comes back, when he comes back. It doesn't matter. Robinson should always be in your life.
Adam Rank joining us from NFL.com and NFL Network. He is a fantasy guru helping you to set your fantasy teams this weekend. Great advice from Adam. And Adam, I know you're a longtime San Diego Chargers fan and a guy who follows that team in real football as much as you do in fantasy football.
Former season ticket holder myself.
So they've got a game Monday night against Jacksonville. I guess the first thing we look at is Monday night against Jacksonville. Chargers at Jaguars. How does ESPN get a draw like that?
I think one of the producers is a big Skynyrd fan.
That's right. The hometown of Leonard Skynyrd, yeah. Jacksonville, Florida. I love it.
He wants to go back every year, and he just wants to hang out, listen to Little Tuesdays Gone in the
nice.
Local bars. See, but let me say, though, Jacksonville's given us Skynyrd. Jack Youngblood, you mentioned that I root for the Chargers. I grew up a fan of the Los Angeles Rams, as I mentioned in the beginning.
Yes.
And then I became a Chargers season ticket holder back when the Rams left. I consider them folded.
Okay.
I don't acknowledge the existence of the team in St. Louis, but
gotcha.
But I think, you know, but I think my point was Jacksonville's awesome, and the one thing that's not awesome, though, are the Chargers. And they've been really struggling this year, and I wonder if we're starting to see the beginning of the end for North Turner, because now you look at, you know, Jack Del Rio's already gone.
Right.
Andy Reid could be on the hot seat. Actually, Andy Reid is on the hot seat. North Turner's on the hot seat. And what it is you, it is a good lesson from what we saw on Thursday night, is that you see these talented teams and you think, you know what, with everything that's going on, they can still muster up something and win one more game or put out one great performance. So a lot of us were starting DeSean Jackson, LeSean McCoy, who actually did have a pretty good game. But, you know, you were like, well, the Eagles aren't just going to roll over.
Right.
But and then they did. And that's the thing I fear with the Chargers, because they've seemed so disconnected this year that even though you want to keep playing these guys and be like, well, they've got to turn it around here, I don't know if that's necessarily the case. So I've actually downgraded Phillip Rivers, which hurts me to do. I really like Phillip. I want to play him, but I just can't trust him. I've put him down in the QB2 category. The running backs concern me. Ryan Matthews had a great game last week, but he's got injury problems. Mike Tolbert's got injury problems. Vincent Jackson, sometimes he wants to play, sometimes he doesn't. So I'm starting to avoid those guys. And here's the thing about Jacksonville, too, is they promoted their defensive coordinator, Mel Tucker, because the defense was actually playing pretty good. And the Jaguars' defense is actually a lot better than people give them credit for. And I think the players gave up on Jack. Or it seems like Jack Del Rio gave up on them, you know, from just reading some things.
Yeah.
So I think that the Jaguars are actually going to rally around Mel Tucker. They're going to have a big game. So I'm going to downgrade Phillip Rivers. I'm going to downgrade Ryan Matthews, Tolbert. Vincent Jackson and Gates would be the only guys I would consider playing, just because there's still elite options in their respective positions. But the other guys, I think I'm going to take a pass on.
Okay. Well, outstanding stuff as always from you, Adam. Great information. We appreciate it, and we look forward to a chance to talk with you again down the line.
Absolutely. Beat the Ravens. I'm telling you. Beat the Ravens.
I will pass that along to the team. That is Adam Rank from NFL.com and NFL Network joining us in our weekly fantasy segment here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 EA Sports. It's in the game. Browns fans, Vic Carucci here, talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Liberty has hundreds of vehicles in stock to choose from, like the 2012 Explorer Limited I'm driving right now. Great design, third row seating, navigation, plus all the technology you need right at your fingertips. With guaranteed financing and award-winning customer service, you just can't beat the Liberty Ford experience. Stop by Liberty Ford today to see for yourself, or visit libertyford.com.
Cleveland starts here, every Sunday with the Browns. It starts with hard-nosed football. It's diehard loyalty, it's committing for the full 50. PNC is proud to be a sponsor of the Browns and a backer of every fan, like you, because you're part of the undeniable achievement that's happening right now in this great city. So whether it's a tailgate party or over 73,000 Browns fans, it all starts in Cleveland. PNC Bank, proud sponsor of the Cleveland Browns. The PNC Financial Services Group, Inc. All rights reserved. PNC Bank, National Association member, FDIC.
Brake jobs with TruStop brake pads, 50% off, including parts and labor. Select oil changes, 50% off. Shocks and struts, 50% off. Plus labor, balance, and rotation, 50% off. 50% off the regular retail price at NTB today through Sunday. Car or truck needs service? 50% off. Only at NTB. Need tires? Today through Sunday, four select tires from $99. Only at NTB. Tires, 13, 14, 15, and 16-inch select tires at a price you'll find hard to believe. 13-inch, four tires for $99. 14-inch, four tires for $199. 15-inch, four tires for $249. 16-inch, four tires for $299. But make no mistake, this sale ends Sunday. 50% off select service. Four select tires, $99. Only at NTB. 50% off today through Sunday.
Golf Tech knows that avid golfers want the gift that keeps on giving, better golf. So Golf Tech has three great holiday improvement options for you. Get started with a 60-minute swing evaluation and one follow-up golf lesson, or get three follow-up lessons with the premium improvement package. If you sign up for any lesson program or improvement plan before December 31st, you'll receive 10% off the investment. Go to givebettergolf.com. That's givebettergolf.com, and mention the guys at ESPN Radio to receive a free practice session, a $30 value.
Hi, gang. Riz here, and if you love bocce ball, how about this? Get to the Bocce Club at Freeway Lanes in Wickliffe. Four professional full-length bocce courts featuring a service direct from Italy. They're the only courts like in Ohio. What a place to have a holiday office or corporate party. There's even a private room across with a bar, flat screens, and a pool table. Look, only at Freeway Lanes in Wickliffe. Go to freewaylanes.com to book your party, join a bocce league, or reserve a court today.
Hey, gang, the Roadman Kenny Rhoda here for Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge on the Bedford Auto Mile. And boy, do they have some great deals for you this month. Imported from Detroit for their big finish event, you can drive the all-new 2011 Chrysler 200. I've driven it. It absolutely rocks. It's nicely equipped with 0% APR for up to 72 months while supplies last. So ask for my man Rick Heller. He told me he has some super low deals to finish the year on that Chrysler 200. I loved it. You know what? It's sweet looking. It rides. It's great, and it has all the new technology you need, and it's affordable. So head on out to Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge at 123 Broadway Avenue on the Bedford Auto Mile and see these deals for yourself. Save on quality cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs at prices you can afford. You'll get a complete car buying experience from the great staff at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge in Bedford. Call the Ganley team today, 440-232-2121. For more info, tell them the Roadman sent you for their big finish event. See dealer for complete details.
Welcoming you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as TJ Zuppe brings us back with a little Boston. Hey, Browns fans, this team hosts its annual U.S. Marine Corps Reserve Touchdown for Tots collection at Cleveland Browns Stadium. That's this Sunday for the Ravens game. Fans are encouraged to donate new, unused toys valued at $10 or more, or make a monetary donation, whatever you can spare, as you enter the stadium. The Touchdown for Tots program is locally supported by the 3rd Battalion, 25th Marines of Brook Park, Ohio. And a reminder that the game kicks off at 4:05, in case you don't know that. But for more information, just log on to clevelandbrowns.com. And the results from our daily poll question, sponsored by Quaker Steak and Lube, posted on the Browns official Facebook page. Which Ravens player do the Browns need to concentrate the most on stopping this Sunday, and why? The choices: Terrell Suggs, Ed Reed, Ray Rice, or Joe Flacco. Many of you voted. 76% of you said the one I would basically say, and that is Ray Rice. Yep, it's got to start with him, and that's going to affect things, I think, everywhere else, including that defense. If he's allowed to do a lot, if they're allowed to take a big lead, wow, it'll be tee-off time, and that pass rush doesn't need any more help than it gets. Gerard says the Browns need to concentrate on playing the entire 60 minutes, period. So that was from our comment list there. And we want to thank some people who helped make this show possible. We certainly want to thank Bernie Kosar, Doug Deacon, Tom Withers, Scott Paxson, Jameer Howerton, Adam Rank, Kristen Ribelli, Pat McKenna, Dave DiNatale, and TJ Zuppe. We will talk to you again on Monday on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.